Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for being part of it. You know, one of our mantras, big issues, big guests, but it's also the person inside this stuff when there's an issue. I don't know what the final count was on seeing Maniac State Representative Brian Sims go wild on all kinds of people and film himself and be proud and put it out there, then only apologize to Planned Parenthood because he brought something on them he thought that was negative. He's never apologized to the body he represents or to the people, many of whom, four of whom, were women. And this brings it all home when we had on Representative Jerry Knowles, who's a friend to the show, and he's a representative in Schuylkill County. He put out this memo for censure, a censure resolution. Now, what could happen as a result of that is that this censure resolution could result in him being removed from committees, which would then probably his constituents would say, well, what good are you other than this stuff that some of them support? And he might be voted out of office. So it's a big deal. So far, I have the list here, the initial list, and then at least two more, but people are telling me more are signing off on this. Two more women. The representative that we had on from New Hope, Wendy Thomas, she was very much instrumental in moving this forward. And of course, Martina White, our own Martina White, have come on to this. Where are the other women on this? And where are these Republicans? See, they just think that you're going to get tired. And they're going to put, see, with the Democrats involved in this and with Sims, I know we get angry, but they are what they are. That's what he is. That's what they are. Republicans walk around with a big R on. Well, that R, we send them there in overwhelming numbers, is to push back against stuff like this radical stuff, right? Just common sense stuff. Even some Democrats, you would think, would have the ability to push back against this. So here's a test of wills. Who's going to get tired first? The people that think this is clearly wrong. Something has to be done. You know, even though you go about your life, you know, you can't, that's my job, to keep these things and behind the scenes, to stir people to do this. That's what you get. That's what we've done over the years. And these are doable. Well, why do that? All right. How many times do people complain? Well, you know, if a conservative says anything or a Republican, they say boo. Then the world ends. Well, there's only one way to continue to push back against this. Somebody gave me, somebody I'm very friendly with, and they're in a situation where this matters, another salvo attacking Dr. Seuss. It's endless, the people that are under fire. So if you don't clip this guy, metaphorically, then stop whining. Don't come to us when one of your own and something innocuous gets clipped. That's the way it works. The Republicans, apparently, I like to sit there with these goofballs in this goofball galaxy. The Cutler guy, the Terzai guy. I like to watch The Untouchables, just one scene. Chicago way, right? When Elliot Ness is told by Sean Connery's character what you have to do. He puts one of yours in the hospital, you put two of his in the morgue. Until Republicans do stuff like this, and it's the right thing to do too, that people would agree with you on, then you're going to continue to see free shot after free shot. So just think for a moment. What would Democrats do if a maniac Republican probably, potentially committed a crime by threatening to, well, he didn't threaten. He was doxing people, asking people to give up all the information. You know what happens And these are minors. Even the U.S. attorney, when he was on with me, said, yeah, that's potentially something you look at criminally. Why are they not doing that? Because they take you and me for granted. And they run around the rest of the state in these godforsaken places screaming they're a Republican, which is meaningless. Completely meaningless. They don't know what that word means at all. They don't know limited government. They don't know the important things. It's all this petty nonsense they consume every day. So here's an opportunity to make the point on all those things. I don't blame Brian Sims. That's how I approach the world. Brian Sims is just acting out what he's been allowed to act out in a sense of entitlement and victimhood and all these things. That's what you have to expect. So you can expend all your energy on that or on the people that are there that are supposed to protect you against guys like this. They're the people that are at fault. He's just doing what he's been trained and what has been allowed to happen for day after day, year after year. That's the way I see it. You can get mad at him. Yeah, it is maddening. I mean, here's the scene with the older woman who's praying the rosary there over at 12th and Pine in front of Planned Parenthood. And that playing it right in front appears to be somewhere away from it as this maniac comes up and starts filming and hollering at her. And her sin appears to be she's an, quote, old white woman.
You can pray at home for children. It's probably the same place that you could feed a child, but you're not. Instead, you're out here shaming people for something that they have a constitutional right to do. Who would have thought that an old white lady would be out in front of a Planned Parenthood telling people what's right for their bodies? Shame on you. Shame on you for hiding your face at the same time that you're shaming other people. Again, the same laws that protect me protect you, and that's okay. You're allowed to be out here. That doesn't mean that you have a moral right to be out here.
Mr. Moral Right. All right. Ashley Garrett is the mom who was there with her two daughters, and the other is a friend of theirs who fired back at Sims when the doxing happened. And I think she had a conversation with a representative over the week in this. So if you care about these things, I know we all have busy lives, right? This is my job, so, you know, it's easy for me. But I've been heartened over the weekend with the number up to 50 people have said they've called, they've done this, they haven't gotten a response. Keep it up. If you do get a response, let me know word by word what they've said. We'll then call their office and ask them to come on and say it word by word, particularly the posturing females on this. A lot of his actions infuriated people because he's a former defensive lineman going after women. In one case, by his words, an older woman praying the rosary. You know, Hollywood could not script what this guy did. And then a mom with three girls, three teenagers or preteens, minors, who are also there, who just try to engage him respectfully. That's what he did. All right, let's go to Ashley here and see what's up with her on Talk Radio 1210. Ashley, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Don. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, I'm glad you heard about or you were listening, Ashley, to Representative Knowles, who's the first guy that's actually put all this together. And it's very logical, very much by their rules of what goes on in the House, that that's what should happen in this.
That's exactly right. I am so grateful for Representative Knowles and, of course, for the co-sponsors who are already signed on to this bill. You've mentioned Steve Barrar and Martina White, who called me personally to express her support as the same day that she co-sponsored. And I know Wendy Thomas has signed on. And background, for basically 5 weeks, our perspective with the legislature is that there was nothing being done because our, you know, attempted contacts with Brian Cutler and leadership basically amounted to nothing. And it was clear that the leadership's decision was exactly that, was complete inaction. And so when I read this, the memo that went out for co-sponsorship, and then when I spoke to Representative Knowles last Thursday, I was so glad and encouraged to realize that there really is this groundswell of support from the individual members who are now going to stand up and say, you know, we're going to take care of this. If the leadership, the Republican leadership in a Republican-held House, is not going to do anything, then we will. We'll stand up and do the right thing. And they're doing their job. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for
that. Yeah, absolutely. And look, I'm told, you probably know too, that there may have been this woman who did some unfortunate things on the Republican side. They're afraid if you go after Sims, they'll go after her. Well, she might deserve it. I don't care about her. We're not in the business of you do wild stuff and over here we protect this. All that we know about is this made international news for all the reasons that we've laid out. You were one of the people here, and the worst of it was, arguably, by many legal experts, a crime is committed when you're calling upon minors to dox them. That's where the line is clearly crossed here.
Right, and to your point, because I'm aware of the situation you're referring to, there's just not parity between those two incidents.
Right.
I don't know what her mindset was. You know, since photographs were invented, since cameras existed, politicians have been in, you know, photographs that they, you know, wouldn't have done if they had been thinking clearly. That is not what happened to us. We had an elected state official film himself and identify himself as a state elected official and then put a bounty on the heads of three minors. So that is deliberate, threatening, explicitly dangerous behavior. So whatever they need to do to clear the docks for whatever else has happened, that's their business. But I know with utmost certainty that it is not the same as what happened to my daughters.
No,
and so
no,
it needs to be treated differently.
Well, exactly right. And again, this type of stuff is why people get upset with elections and trying to put people in there that will do the right thing. They're looking at petty concerns is all I can say with this. Mm-hmm. Cowardice, and even worse, they just think they can take us for granted. Now, you're the one wronged here, where your daughter is the most, and this older woman, I'm not even wronged here, and it's hard to control me. My wife tells me that all the time. With a guy like, Sims, I don't know if you approach it that way, Ashley. It's hard, but I approach it when I see people like this. He's been allowed to do all this. That's the way it is. I go after the people who are not doing their job, who are cowards in this. He's just acting out the script of what a progressive, entitled, victimhood status guy is going to do, and a guy that's gotten away with this in Philadelphia. You almost can't blame him for it's a logical end of what you would expect from him. They're more to blame because they're not stopping it.
Right. And I mean, to your point, exactly, we continue to pray daily for Brian Sims. We just finished, you know, a novena for him. But what my point is that, so this resolution is clearly about holding him accountable. That's without question. But it's so much more than that, Don, because this is a positive standing for the First Amendment rights. And so to my husband and I, this is so critical that we stand up and show, especially our children, that the First Amendment of our Constitution, which was drafted in Philadelphia, means exactly what it says, and that our freedom of speech and our freedom to exercise our religion is inviolable. And so when representatives stand for this resolution, they're standing and saying, that's right, we believe that the First Amendment means what it says, and that it is our duty to defend that, especially when those rights are attacked by an elected official. And of course, I think even more so when we are using those rights to stand for the lives of the unborn, because in this whole story, you know, those are the truest victims. My daughters have been assaulted and it's a tragedy, but we are exercising those rights, and people around the country do this every day, because we know that the real victims are the babies in those abortion clinics. There's 4,000 children killed a year in that clinic at 12th and Locust. And so when we stand there, you know, professing our faith and praying and using our freedom of speech, it's for their cause. And so it's even more critical that the First Amendment is protected and respected and honored, especially in this fight
right.
for the
well,
lives of the
Well, beautifully put. What we're dealing with, though, on the Republican side, in my view, over the years of dealing with this, petty people who don't rise to your level of these big issues, they don't ever get into this. These guys are like widget makers, and they're looking at the widgets here of whatever their internal thing is. And that's why we need people who want to take on the issues on a big-time level that is thrilling. Which side is correct here on this stuff? rather than these petty things that they seem to be engaged in. So, Ashley, thank you again. And we're going to continue to chart the progress of this. And we have to try to get more women particularly involved
Absolutely.
In this is the way to go. So, Ashley, we'll be in touch, but thank you. Thanks for coming on.
Dom,
today.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.